This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions. For several years, a woman had been having trouble getting to sleep at night. And you know what the reason was? She was afraid of burglars. Well, the story goes, one night her husband heard a noise in the house, so he got out of bed, went downstairs to have a look what was going on. When he got downstairs, he found a burglar. "Good evening," he said. "I'm pleased to meet you. Why don't you come upstairs and meet my wife? She's been waiting 10 years to meet you." Well, the old story about anxiety. Do you ever feel anxious? I want to talk about coping with anxiety, because do you know that anxiety is a very real part of many people's lives? It's actually something that's quite serious. It can be debilitating. And so the question, are you an anxious type of person? Anxiety affects everyone, I guess, at some level. We get stressed, we might rush around, and in spite of all the technological advances that make our life, supposedly anyway, easier, we don't seem to get rid of this stress factor. Stress, anxiety, that can really move in a direction that can frighten us. In fact, we may not know why we are experiencing anxiety, or even that we are experiencing anxiety. Do you know, of course, that a third of every person will suffer from some kind of anxiety disorder? So I want to ask this question, what is anxiety? It's one of those words, you know, that we throw around like love and faith, and we really don't take a lot of time to understand what it's saying. Let me give you some ideas about here. It's best defined as unbearable stress, something that's just so awful. It's considered unbearable because unless we do something about it, it can actually do some damage. It's more intensified than worry. It has actually some side effects. So anxiety carries worry, I guess, to an unhealthy degree. Now, it may be rational kind of anxiety, or it can be irrational. There's a sense of fear, worry, tension, and in its extreme, it can lead to depression and even drug abuse. So if it's not treated, as I said, it can cause damage because your body won't tolerate it for too long. So anxieties over a period of time can actually cause some serious, have some serious consequences. So when you look at the world, as we do, I guess it becomes obvious that there are reasons to be anxious. Let me just say the big one. Death is a fact of life. No matter how pleasant your life might be today, there are some bad news waiting at the end, because each of us will die. Everyone that we love is going to die. And I suppose that death then is the source of very intense anxiety for almost everyone. Maybe that's why we prefer to put it to one side and not to think about it. So this anxiety fuels many of our fears, not only about the fact that we're going to die, but about our own health and the health of those that we love. What about some other things, reasons? Well, relationships. Well, that's an old one, isn't it? Relationships are also a very big source of anxiety. We value relationships, but they can come apart. Your wife, your husband might die, marriage fails, children leave home, and even our friends, our best friends, can actually move away and or turn on us. We could end up losing friendships. And so we have a sense of anxiety about the loneliness that we might feel because our friends are not around. There's hurt or loss, and even the betrayal that comes from sometimes some serious broken relationships. And then we might say, look, I just don't have enough money. And I think many of us are worried and are anxious about money. We can't escape it. Money, unfortunately, seems to affect every part of our lives. Money worries are tied to many other things like security, identity, and status. I don't think we should be too hard on ourselves or feel guilty about this, because I want to say this, and I'll talk about it again tomorrow. God is not unmindful of who we are. The Bible says He knows our frame. That means He understands who we are. He remembers that we are dust. That's in Psalm 103, verse 14. Thank you, Lord, that there are verses that help to remind us we're not alone. Help us to cope with these anxious moments and times. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.